This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode.
She's healthy, she's healthy. Scream it from the fucking rooftop. She's healthy. This is Linz.
Hi, this is Russ.
It's a good week. Not a good week. It's a good weekend. This has just been amazing so far. She, for the most part, our daughter, who suffered from hand, foot, and mouth, the latest illness this past week, is actually healthy.
She's good now.
Yay! We still aren't trying to take her around a whole bunch of kids because, you know, she could still be contagious. She still has a few blisters that are still drying up from the hand, foot, and mouth, but for the most part, she is healthy, happy, and we did some finger painting today, and it was a mess.
Yep, that was actually really fun. Daddy turned everybody into tribesmen.
Yeah, he literally went around and put handprints on all of us.
Although, you know, I put handprints on Linz, and it made me look like I probably beat her because it was red paint.
Yep. He took a video and everything, and the disclaimer of it was, I did not beat her. It's finger paint.
All right. So I've got a little thing here. We bought our daughter a grocery store cash register from Amazon because she, every time we go to this place, she plays with this cash register. So it came with fake food. Packets of fake food, and these things are terrible. Okay, so I'm going to read some of the stuff on the packages and let you guys decide whether or not this thing is of good quality. Okay, so this one is probably like the smallest one, and it's a strawberry cake, okay? It says dainty cookie, strawberry, delicacy health, guarantee fresh. Okay, so this is guarantee fresh.
Guarantee fresh.
It's guarantee fresh. All right, so that's that one. Now I've got another one. It's like it says full cream, milk powered. Oh my God, it's full cream and it's milk powered. Okay, it says contains many vitamins and minerals for you need every day. So, yeah, this milk cream is on point. All right, your next one is biscuit, dainty cookie, 100% delicacy health.
Dainty cookie for a biscuit?
It said it for cake, too, okay? All right, you can't judge.
Okay,
and now, yeah, hang on a second. Here we go. Biscuits of Japanese frailty skin, fresh and tasty, contents, plentifulness, nourishment. Vitamin that human body need. Welcome taste. Welcome taste.
Dainty skin. Like, that's where I'm kind of like grossed out. Is it not circumcised? I mean.
Okay. The last one is juice. Okay. 100% orange.
Okay.
100% delicacy. 80 grams.
80 grams. Okay.
The nourishment is abundant and feel a class stick. Welcome to taste.
What?
Feel my stick.
I really feel like there was a really bad interpreter for these Japanese little things, and he just put whatever he felt, you know, the dirty language that he thought he was trying to put on there. Feel my stick.
What the fuck is feel a class stick? Seriously.
Dainty skin for a biscuit.
Oh my God. So that's all. Yeah. Don't buy that thing.
No. A little cash register.
Not only that, it's like, okay, it's got buttons on it, you know, like a cash register, numbers and stuff, and it's like a fake calculator. But every time you push a button, you have to have earplugs in. It's ear piercingly loud too. So that doesn't help.
Oh, that's kid toys for you. Well, speaking of kind of kid toys, there's this new fad, in case you haven't heard. I think we've talked about it a couple times now. Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go.
Fucking awesome. Although I think it's starting to die down.
Of course it is.
And I think you called that. You said that, you know, when it first came out that it would start to die off. And I think it is, but to an extent, because I just read an article, which we will now start posting all of our links to articles. In the descriptions for our podcast. Yes, in the show notes. Thank you. But
after I eat my dainty cookie.
Dainty skin, love. Dainty skin.
Frailty skin.
Frailty skin, excuse me. Ugh. So I read this article about Pokemon Go, and I don't think that it is actually ever going to fade out completely because people are naming their babies after Pokemon.
Oh my God.
Get this. So for girls, it's Rosalia, Eevee, and Onyx.
What? They're and naming for, a for, wait. They're naming girls Onyx?
Yes, they're naming girls Onyx. Yes.
Why?
You're asking the wrong person. But for boys, they're naming them Ash, Ivy, and Shay.
I mean, Ash is not really, that doesn't sound like off to me.
No, but Ivy?
That's a girl's name.
Well, Shay's.
Shay's kind of a girl's name to me, too.
You know, it's all right. But Ivy? Really? And like you said, Onyx for girls?
I mean, some of those should be flip-flopped.
Yeah, just in a little bit. But so I don't think it's ever actually going to fully go away.
No, Pokemon won't. It's still going strong. But mm-hmm. that game will go away.
I don't think it'll go away.
It will.
I think it'll maybe like die off like the popularity has. But with each new expansion, just like, you know, World of Warcraft.
It'll anytime never.
Anytime there's a new expansion, there's, you know, new subscribers. So
it'll never go back to what it was.
What do you mean?
It peaked already. It's done.
I don't think so. I think it'll come back with each new upgrade. But
more people will play when the new upgrades come out, but then it will never go back up to the numbers that it had within like the first before it peaked.
Yeah, well, I am curious to see how many more people are going to name their little girls Onyx and their little boys Ivy.
That's terrible.
That's horrible. Don't do that to your children. Come on now. So to get into some heavy stuff, I want to do this heavy topic and then we'll get into some more fun ones. This is not a trap. I'm making the disclaimer for you right now. This is a serious question that I want to ask you. Look at me when I'm asking you this.
What?
Would you sleep with your boss to get ahead?
No.
You've had two women bosses at this point. You've had a whole bunch of men bosses in the past. Would you sleep with any of your bosses to get ahead, to get a promotion, to get more money?
I mean, it depends on how much money.
What do you mean?
Like, it'd have to be a lot.
Okay, well, what's your limit?
You'd be a dumb ass to say that you wouldn't do it. But what if they come out and say, hey, I'm going to give you an extra $500,000 a year. You're going to be like, oh, fuck yeah. Come on, bitch. Get on this dick. Yep.
No, I'm just curious. What is the threshold for you?
I don't know. Like, it'd have to be a lot. It'd have to be worth it. It'd have to be enough to where I would come home and be like, honey, I banged my boss today. But she gave me a $500,000 a year raise. You'd be like, okay, you're good.
Well, I mean, would it also have to depend on the looks of your boss?
I mean, no, $500,000 is $500,000. Money looks the same.
Gotcha. Well, in this article, and I couldn't find one for men. There was no studies done, you know, for men sleeping with their bosses.
So women. Okay, this
study is based on women who have slept with their bosses. 15% of women have slept with their bosses to get ahead. And of those 15%, 37% of them actually got promoted. So out of the whole 100% of the 15%.
See, I feel like that they did it for women because I think that's probably a more likely situation.
What do you mean more likely?
That a boss would
come on.
A male boss would probably be more likely to come on to a female
and offer like a quid pro quo kind of situation. Yeah,
probably. I would feel like that's probably more common than the other way around than a woman boss coming up to a man and saying that.
See, I don't. I don't think that.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I think of, like, I go to cinema. I go to movies when I start thinking of these kind of things. Like, women in power in movies who seem like they exude power and, like, men are attracted to that. So why wouldn't the woman come on to the man first? And, like, most of the time,
times are changing, though. Women are becoming more, I guess, open with that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Their sexuality?
Yeah, I think so. Like back in the day, it used to be kind of frowned upon when women were sexualized. Now it's the total opposite. Yeah, no, you know what I'm talking about.
You can't
about.
Say it like that. You need to rephrase that because women have always been sexualized in the media, period.
But I'm not, I'm talking about previous to that too. But women used to be looked at as if they were scandalous or whatever.
There you go, yes.
Then that was frowned upon. But nowadays, it's not. it's nothing anymore. Yeah. So I could
more
probably
women
see
are
it.
Trying to take it from the men's point of view that, you know, if a man can sleep with a bunch of women, woman sleep with a bunch of men
do whatever you want to do.
Sexuality. Yeah. Have fun.
Do whatever you want to do. Safe sex.
Exactly. Yeah. Just wrap it. Wrap it. Do what it would take the pill. Do what you got to do. But I was just curious, like, I feel like this is a really bad idea, like, to sleep with your boss in order to get ahead. Like, I feel like that would be a career ender, not
it's a
career
bad idea.
Starter.
It would be a bad idea. Like I said, the only time that it would even be considered is if, oh, hey, I'm going to give you a bonus. It's going to be $10 million. I'm going to be like, okay.
Well, be realistic. Like, what is the actual threshold? Like,
it'd have to be a lot because that's a family ruiner. I'm not doing, you know, like yeah. I said. It'd have to be something to where it would set
it would keep
up.
Your wife.
Well, yeah, it would set it up to where it'd be like, holy crap, that's like life-changing.
Well, if I came up to you and said, honey, I slept with my boss, but I am getting a promotion and it's going to be, you know, double my salary.
That's not enough.
That's not enough?
No. Okay. I mean, that's good, but that's not enough.
That's not enough to keep you?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't be that mad, to be honest, because that's still a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah. Like I said, no, this is a disclaimer. It's not a trap, and I'm not trying to tell you something. But when I read this study, I was kind of curious, like, what would be the threshold? And then, you know, why people would think this is a good idea?
Well, see, to me, like, when you said it was a career ender, I don't think it would be a career ender for the person trying to get a promotion. It's more of a career ender for the boss.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because if that shit gets out, that person that's that person that's trying to get the promotion can be like, well, you know, I felt like that was my only option.
I guess.
It's over for that person, yeah, the boss.
Because EEOC is going to get involved.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter who you are. You can't do that shit.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I found another article. This is a little on the lighter side. It was a Forbes article. Ford just announced the world's first series production of full autonomous vehicles.
Okay.
And guess when they're going to be released?
3 years.
2021.
Yeah. So
about four years, 5 years.
I saw this.
But so I was reading through the article, and the thing that like really struck me was that there's no steering wheels or pedals.
There shouldn't be.
What do you mean there shouldn't be?
There shouldn't be. Either you go full bore autonomous or you don't fucking do it at all.
No, see, that's bullshit because because if you can't go full blown autonomous unless everyone is autonomous.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
How are they going to make everyone that will be 50 years before that happens.
Exactly. So you can't do it, you know, just one person be autonomous and everybody else has control. You can't do that. The human error factor is still there.
I get it.
You can't account for that in logistics and calculations.
That autonomous car will crash a lot less than people crashing.
But that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the people. I'm not worried about.
Okay, so what do you do? I mean, what do you. I don't understand. The autonomous car is going to crash less, so the more of those on the road...
More people are going to crash into the autonomous car, is the point.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, people aren't going to be able to control the autonomous car. They see a crash coming, the autonomous car isn't going to be able to sense that.
Yes, it will.
Why?
Because it has radar in it, it uses lasers, it detects a sudden stop.
I don't know, I just feel really weird about it.
I don't like the fact that Tesla car crashed and killed that guy, but they have a disclaimer and you have full control of the car because it's not ready for prime time yet. And I don't know if it'll be ready in 3 years. I'm not saying it will be, but if you're going autonomous, it needs to be autonomous. It needs to be to where they're so comfortable with it that some bitch cannot be steered by a human.
Well, my other thing is, okay, so what is the programming or what is the actual, like, what is it based on? Is it Google Maps? I mean,
it's probably crowdsourced. Like, I think they probably started with Google Maps, but now that Tesla has an autonomous car, FYI, if anybody doesn't know that. It's not really fully autonomous. It's a beta test. Every time you turn it on, it says, you know, keep your eyes on the road, keep your hands on the steering wheel, get, you know, stay ready. Well, I believe that they're probably crowdsourcing also all of this data.
That's terrifying.
Why?
Because think about the, what was the Pokemon thing that was crowdsourced on the map and you can actually, like, they were trying to get people to go to certain areas and, like, they would say, like, a, you know, the most rarest Pokemon is in this area.
And then they would rob them.
Right. They would rob them.
What are you afraid of from Tesla?
That somebody's going to say there's a road here and it's a fucking cliff.
No, it's based off of, like, the data that the Tesla's driving.
What do you mean?
The other Teslas.
Oh, so they have actually had to have driven there?
Yeah, I'm sure that's how it works. They're not just going to say, oh, you know, log into Google Maps and say there's a road here. We're going to believe you. No, it's wherever Tesla's going. You know, all the data, it's pulling in a lot of data.
Okay.
Like, if I'm autonomous driving, it's picking up data. Oh, okay, this fucking speed limit changed here. Let's upload it to wherever. I'm just assuming this is how it works.
Well, I'm more comfortable with that assumption.
Because they have to stay updated. And plus, there's sensors on these cars that actually read signs and all that stuff, too. It's crazy how advanced this stuff is.
Well, I know. I mean, they've been honestly trying. Like,
our fucking robot vacuum has this technology in it.
Well, it doesn't read signs.
No, but it has the Google car tech in it.
Mm-hmm,
that's how it scans lasers and maps the rooms.
Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, they've been doing trials of, you know, portions of an autonomous car for years. I mean, think about it. The, you know, no hands parallel parking.
Oh, you know.
I mean, they've been doing all kinds of stuff.
Auto-adjusting cruise control.
Right.
Lane assist to where it'll stay in a fucking... They've got cars, regular cars that have...
Portions.
Not full fleshed out autonomous car stuff, you know, but it's... You can stay in a lane and you put it on cruise control and it's literally staying in the lane and following cars in front of you.
Yep.
That's self-driving.
Yeah, but it just, I don't know. I'll have to read more into it or I'm not sure, but I just need to, I guess, understand how it's going to be updated because if it's based on Google Maps, that shit's only updated.
It's going to be, Google Maps is updated constantly.
Yeah, but not to the extent that it needs to be, because if you're driving a car that's completely autonomous that you have no control over, that shit needs to be, like, on point with what's going on in your area of driving.
Well, you also got to realize that it's not just relying, it might be relying on that for directions, but it's relying on its eyes to see what's going on around it.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's not relying on traffic data and stuff. I mean, it probably could rely on traffic data for that to reroute you and skip traffic, but it's using radar, LiDAR, sensors like that. It's not, you know.
Well, before I move on, they did say that they put a kind of like a disclaimer on this, that it's going to be a series rather than, you know, a mass production like, you know, they would do for, a, you know, Ford Explorer.
So there's not
going to
be that many of them?
No, it's going to be like a couple hundred, if that.
Oh, okay, so it's not even a...
No, you can't go into a dealership and say, I want to buy this car. You know, it's not going to be on the floor. They're going to have, you know, a few, and then it sounds like they're going to phase it in, which is the way to do it. But I feel like there's going to be so much apprehension over, you know, no human control.
Well, people have to get over that. It is the future.
I know.
And like you said, you need everyone to have one. But once that happens, what's going to happen to the economy? What, like, you think about it. That's going to set a whole line of work out of business.
You are, like, literally mind-fucking me right now.
Body shops are fucking gone. Because there'll be no accidents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still have mechanic shops because the car is still a mechanical item, you know, but...
It's going to tell you when it needs a tune-up.
Yeah,
it's going to tell you
and
what
it drive
needs.
It. Fuck, dude, just think about it. I need to do my safety inspection. You just tell it to go fucking drive to the nearest place and it'll...
Yeah. It'll be all dealerships. It won't be...
But that's my whole thing. Okay, there's a whole line of business that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Body shops. What about insurance? How does insurance work? You better give me a cheap rate because this motherfucker is not crashing. So what do I need you for?
Exactly.
I mean, think about that.
It might be just life insurance at that point.
That is weird.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to pay for car insurance because you're not going to crash.
You're literally, you're thinking really far ahead. You're like John Carter.
I mean, you have to, though, because that's what's going to happen. That's the future. And another thing is commuting will be amazing because these cars will be so smart that...
You can sleep on the way to work.
That and... They'll be 2 inches away from each other's bumper going 100 miles an hour because they know they can all talk to each other. There'll be some kind of standard to where they'll be like, okay, there's brakes up ahead and they'll slow down, but they'll still be fucking 2 inches away just getting it.
Ugh, Yeah.
That would be on point.
That's scary.
You can drink and drive and not fucking drink and drive.
Yeah, you'll do those booze cruises again, you know, that everybody used to do back in the day.
Yeah, fucking crazy.
They're nuts. All right, so they are teasing the hell out of me, and I'm getting pissed off with this shit now. Drake had a concert out in Detroit, I guess it was last weekend, and guess who he brought out in the middle of the concert?
Eminem.
Fucking Eminem. They sang the Forever song together, and Drake went on to post a picture of him and Eminem on the stage onto, I think it was Twitter or Instagram, and he called him a goat. Do you know what a goat is?
No. I mean, a fucking... That thing?
No, I actually had to Urban Dictionary this. I feel old. It's greatest of all time. He called him a goat.
He called Eminem greatest of all time.
Yes.
So, okay, so that's an olive branch.
Yeah. So
he said, I shit my pants. I really don't want to do this. I don't want to be in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. It seriously sounds like they were just hyping shit up because, like, Eminem was going to be on stage with him. Like, they wanted, you know, people to want to go to his concert, want to see the concert. It sounds like they were hyping this up.
Oh, I'm sure.
And now it's done because he called him the greatest of all time. They sang a song together. You know, it's done.
A bunch of fake ass ticket selling shit.
Exactly. Yep. So, I mean, that's all that is. But I'm getting pissed off. Like, if you're going to tease me like that to say that there's going to be a rap battle between Drake and Eminem, you can't do that because it would be awesome. It would be too awesome. You have to do it now. You can't tease me. Either you're doing it or you're not doing it. Go to a concert and rap battle each other.
Yeah. I know. I think they should. If you're going to talk shit about each other, then fucking do it.
Exactly.
But that's not what it was. It was a bunch of crap. It was fake. Let me sell some tickets and probably an album here and there. And that's what it's for.
Yep. So I'm just getting pissed off with it. They need to stop teasing me.
All right. So before you go on, are you done with that one?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I want to talk about Lion Lochte.
Oh, good Lord.
Come on, man.
All right.
Well, I mean, but
all right.
Why would you do that?
All right. So give me the real story because I've read into it a little bit.
Okay. He said that he got robbed at gunpoint.
Well, no. It was him and
I know.
Three other guys.
Oh, I think, yeah, three or four other guys.
Okay.
He said that they all got robbed at gunpoint. They got stopped by officers. You know, people in an officer's uniform with a badge,
mm-hmm.
and they got stopped at gunpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And he supposedly got a gun to his head, all that good stuff. Well, he changed that story, blah, 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 but they still got robbed, according to him. He said, no, we didn't get robbed. We didn't get robbed on the street. We got robbed at a gas station. So there was a change in the story. He couldn't keep his shit straight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess somehow somebody found out that they were at a gas station. But they were all in this gas station, I guess, going to the bathroom or whatever. And they broke the door to the bathroom. Well, they went back out to their vehicle, their taxi, and they got stopped by, I think it was the gas station owner, or it could have been some kind of security people. Well, they said, you know, what are you going to do about this door? They paid the dude off. The Olympians paid the gas station owner off. So what the fuck is the deal? Who cares?
Right. I'm really confused.
Like, so
why did they come up with this big story then?
Probably because they were afraid of, you know, I don't know. I cannot logically. I think they were drunk. That's the only thing that I can think of. That
they were in a neighborhood that they weren't supposed to be in.
No, I don't really care about that. I mean.
Like they were doing things they weren't supposed to be doing.
No, getting drunk is okay. Fucking have fun, dude. You're done.
Yeah.
They were done at that point. They were done competing. They were waiting to go home at that point. But it's like, why are you going to lie about that? Everybody's got cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has security cameras. You're going to get fucking caught, dude.
I don't get it.
I don't.
I don't understand why. That's pretty serious to lie about. You know,
see,
to make up a big story like that? I mean,
I agree that it was a big thing and you're an idiot for doing that, but my thing also is the judge was yanking passports. Go fuck yourself.
No, that's like you're holding somebody against their will.
Yeah.
What is that? False imprisonment at that point. You can't hold me here.
They didn't submit a police report.
So it's not a false report.
Exactly. So go fuck yourself. I'm going home, you bitch.
Right.
But he he yanked passports. Two of the guys went home. One was Lochte. He was already here. And then two of the guys were trying to get home, but they got yanked out of the terminal.
For what?
I know, exactly. Well, from what I heard and read was Brazil likes to, they're kind of corrupt.
Well, yeah.
And they don't like people to say that crime happens there. They're kind of like trying to make people ignorant of the fact that that place is kind of fucked up.
Right.
It's big time robbery city and all that shit.
That's what they were afraid of for these Olympics, period. Well, was I guess security.
They got mad because they made Brazil look bad and it wasn't real. But it's like, dude, the head of Olympic security got shot and killed, man.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, what the fuck?
Right. No, I.
And then buses for the media. I think there was a bus for the media or bus for the athletes or something, but got all the windows bashed out of it. And then people getting robbed. It's like, dude, your shit is fucked up. Now, I would be upset that they're lying.
Well, yeah.
What's the point of lying? But it's
call
like,
them out on the lie.
Yeah, just
and send them home.
Submit a news story showing the footage and say, look, dude, this guy's a fucking liar.
Yep.
You know,
they're drunks. You know, say whatever you want to say about them.
They made that shit up. That's all you got to say. You don't have to fucking hold them against their will. Just dog them because
they're going to come home and people are going to be like, why the fuck did you lie?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Lochte already came out and apologized. He's like, I learned a lot from this. It's like, yeah, dude, maybe you shouldn't fucking lie about something stupid, you idiot.
Right. I mean, you were drunk. You did something you weren't supposed to. You're embarrassed about it. But what?
I mean, I'm embarrassed for him because you represent my country.
Right.
And you just made a fool of yourself.
Right. For no reason.
Come on, dude. Exactly. I mean, it's almost like I heard that guy was kind of a douchebag. Michael Phelps is a big fucking douchebag, by the way.
Is he?
Oh, my God.
I could see that. He reminds me of someone we went to high school with.
But, yeah, he looks like, or supposedly Lochte's a real douchebag. Like, he's a cocky fucker.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think probably happened. He was like, you know what? I'm going to make a fucking story out of this, and I'm going to make my fame get, you know.
That makes me believe, though, that, like, he's like a pathological liar.
He might be.
Because if you can create a story that big to say you were held at gunpoint by, you know, cop impersonators.
It's like,
what the fuck is going through your head, bro?
But all four of them were in on it. It's like, dude, what the fuck? You're going to get caught.
Obviously, their stories weren't straight because they caught them. I mean, if you had that shit nailed down, you're a bad pathological liar, one.
Well,
and, I mean, two, I mean, you're almost a sociopath if you can lie like that and feel no remorse. Well, I guess he apologized, but.
Yeah, but he apologized because he got caught.
Right.
It's not because he was, you know, he felt bad for it. He's like, oh, fuck. They caught me. God damn it.
I don't get it. I really don't. I don't understand that one. Well, speaking of swimmers, so I also read another article.
Sounds like a pregnancy story.
What?
Swimmers?
Okay. No. No, you're throwing me off.
I know.
On that one.
You're stuttering.
No, I read an article.
Ruin everything.
You did. Like, seriously, you threw me off completely on that one.
I hope you're not pregnant, right?
Shut the fuck up. Like, seriously, I want to fucking throw something at your face right now. Don't you jinx me with that. I love our daughter to death, but I do not want another child in never, ever, never.
Okay, story, please.
Okay. So, there's goldfish. There's really, really fucking big goldfish. You got me so thrown off right now.
I thought they were white.
What?
The swimmers. I thought they were white.
Why are you doing this? You're seriously being just an absolute dick right now.
It's tearing you up.
It is, because I can't segue into this story. I'm all fucked up now. It's not sperm. Nobody's pregnant. This is a fucking goldfish, okay? A domestic animal, okay?
Well, I mean, they're domestic too.
What, sperm?
Yeah, they're trapped in my nuts.
What are you doing? Treating it like circus animals? Teaching them to do tricks and shit?
Well, they did a trick and gave us a daughter. So.
Yeah, let's not repeat that one, okay? Okay, but focus.
Oh, I'm good
fucking
now.
Goldfish.
what do they do?
there's goldfish being let loose in the wild by owners who just don't want them anymore, and they don't want to kill them, and, you know, they're not flushing them down the toilet, so they're just letting them loose in, like, lakes and rivers and what have you.
They're invasive, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
So there has been a goldfish found that tipped the scales at 4.5 pounds and almost a foot long.
That's a big-ass goldfish.
They're fucking huge. They're getting really, really big. And another goldfish measured at 16 inches long. That's almost a foot and a half.
Get your goldfish fixed, everybody.
And weighing 5 pounds.
Spay and neuter your goldfish.
That was found in the United Kingdom, while another died after living for 43 years. A goldfish lived for 43 years. It's a fucking little tiny fish. The largest one ever recorded was 18.9 inches. Okay, that's, you know, a foot and a half plus some.
Mm-hmm.
That one was in the Netherlands. So what they're starting to do now, some countries, Canada specifically, are slapping down fines of $57,000 for people who are releasing these into the wild.
Well, they should.
Well, I agree, because they are invasive and they're...
Don't fucking buy a fish if you don't want them. What did it sound? Did it sound like I farted? I moved my chair. She's done.
You're literally fucking this whole thing up right now.
Right now, look what you done.
You're fucking everything up, all right? You're making me act uncontrollable. Uncontrollable. See? I'm done. I'm so fucking done. Okay, so the fucking fish. They're slapping down these $57,000 fines. And I agree that they should, because they're invasive and they're basically ruining some of these lakes and rivers. I fucking am so mad at you right now. But I was starting to think, like, okay, so why are these fuckers getting so big if they're released into the wild? Like, let's think about this.
They're
why?
Fucking Magikarps. They're about to evolve to Gyarados. Oh my God.
Can you tell we haven't gotten much sleep recently? But it is a good weekend. Let me just say, we're having a good weekend so far.
You gotta get 400 Magikarp candies to evolve that motherfucker. Fuck you, Niantic. I'll never get a Gyarados.
God, I love you, I swear. But I'm starting to think, why are these fuckers getting so big? And then recently you showed me a video of Megalodon. So I'm like, no. Hold on.
Oh my God. What does that have to do with anything?
What if it's a fucking goldfish gone ham? What?
The Megalodon?
Yeah, what if it's a goldfish?
That's a massive... Hold on.
So my theory is, all this radioactivity.
It leaks into the PetSmarts. And these motherfucking goldfish, they eat the shit out of this radioactive fish food. And then they grow 75 feet long.
I'm going to start crying. And then you know what happens after that. I start snorting and bad things happen. Okay, so let me finish my fucking story here. I think that it was somebody let loose this goldfish, okay? And it swam over to Japan, or maybe it was let loose in Japan. Shut up. And once in Japan, it got into the radioactivity that was released during the earthquakes. And now it's fucking huge. I mean, you have some that are like 5 foot long, or 5 foot long, a foot and a half long, weighing 5 pounds. I mean, who's to say if it doesn't eat radioactive shit? That it's not going to get, you know, as big as Megalodon.
70 feet.
Yes.
No.
Why not?
Because how do these goldfish get these massive fucking shark teeth?
I don't know.
Okay. Story squashed. We're done.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
It's a fucking Magikarp.
No, so you did show me a video recently of the Megalodon.
That is weird.
Yeah, like if you... freaked out.
We'll put that in the notes so you can watch that shit. Because yeah, that shit is horrifying.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. So if you don't want to go into the ocean at all for the rest of the summer, you can just go ahead and watch
like,
this.
This shark is big enough like to eat a person like you take a ibuprofen.
Oh, that's like how, I take an ibuprofen because you can't?
Anybody. Oh. It's like swallowing a pill. That's how fucking big this shark is. This shark would kill us.
Yeah.
Like nothing.
I think it would be more comparable to it swallowing like the sperm whale or something. Like
it's not that big.
You don't think it's that big?
It's probably as big. Well, no, it's... I don't know. How big is a sperm whale?
I don't know.
Well, it's like 75 feet long, 80 feet long.
I don't know how big a sperm whale
they
is.
Did that. Okay, so this video that we're talking about, it's got like a... There's an underwater camera. It's
like rig, near a rig.
Yeah, it was like an oil rig. And all these cameras are accessible online by anyone. Well, this guy from Chile, he was looking at this live stream of this camera, and you can see this shadow swimming across the ocean floor, and you can see a fin. Then you see just a massive body swimming by, and it was fast. And these guys, these experts or whatever, this was on Discovery Channel. These experts or whatever, they did an estimation of the length of this thing, and it was like 67 feet long or something.
Fucking
like
goldfish.
That. Yeah, okay.
I'm naming it Magikarp. I called it. People at Discovery Channel, you need to listen, because I'm telling you right now, his name's Magikarp, and he's a fucking goldfish.
No.
Why not?
Okay. But yeah. Well, I'll definitely put this in the show notes, because that video is crazy. Like, there's another one that kind of gives you an explanation. It's a short 5-minute video, but it gives you an explanation on why this fish or shark is now coming out of hiding, I guess. Because this thing is prehistoric, so everyone assumed this thing went extinct.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no... There's sightings of it, but, you know, it's more like a myth, an urban legend type thing. Well, they're blaming, like, global warming, all these tsunamis, earthquakes, you know, these massive hurricanes. They're blaming all that for Megalodon coming out of hiding because of all these weird species. They're showing up in places that they weren't supposed to be.
So what did I say? Somebody let out a fucking goldfish. It got into all the radioactive shit.
Goldfish don't swim in salt water, motherfucker.
You know what? It can adapt, okay? The strong survive. Is that not what Darwin said, okay?
Oh, my God.
Yes, thanks. Have a great day.
Okay.
On that note, I think we're about finished.
Did you have a quote, or we didn't have nothing?
You're the one who was supposed to look it up, bro.
Okay, I got no quote, so we're done.
No, fine. Then I'll do a challenge. How about that?
Okay, do it.
I challenge you. All right, let me think. I gotta get the brain juices going here. You know what? I challenge you to have a goofy moment. We had a couple of them during our show now.
You witnessed it.
Yeah, it was... We get a little crazy sometimes. Have a goofy moment. Just go all out. Get the snorting going. Get crying, tears, snot dripping into your mouth. I mean...
Don't do that. That's fucking
no,
gross.
You need to. Every now and then, you have to have a goofy moment to stay sane. And after the week we've had, thanks, babe, for the goofy moment.
Oh, yeah.
You're so sweet.
All righty. Come back next week. Check out the show notes. We'll post these articles in these videos. And then, as always, email us at unholyunionpodcast@gmail.com.
Word.
And if you got something funny or whatever, we'll talk about it.
Awesome.
So you'll have your... stupid minutes of fame. All right.
Later.
Bye now.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.